It's more than just your output, more than a fight. When you hear your shout out, you know it's all right. Put on your magic pants and let's go. We're cruising into the power zone. Clip in, set yourself free. Come on and take a ride with me. You know what you need to know and what's it all about. Everything you need, it's on the Clip Out.
Welcome to the Clip Out Podcast, episode 341. This is Crystal O'Keefe.
And this is Tom O'Keefe. It's the last episode of the Clip Out for the year. For the year.
Yeah, we are not going to be doing an episode next week. Enjoy
the holiday
because we're going to.
Yes, we are. So when you don't see a regular episode of the Clip Out next week, fear not.
We're going to be back.
Yes. Takes more than just a holiday to keep us down. So, but it's the only week we tend to take off. Like, yeah, we even put them out Thanksgiving, July 4th. Like, we're just here every week slugging away. So, we should also just some house cleaning items before we dig in. We have a new bingo game coming up.
We do. It will be starting the first Friday in January, which will be the first episode that we are back. And we're going to kick off 2024 with a bang. Shall we tell them what it's about, or do we want to wait and tell them all the details when we're back?
I think we should tell them now.
Okay.
And I think by we, I mean you, because I don't understand these things.
I know you don't. All right. So here's the thing. I know that there are a lot of instructors, and I know that some of you like to make sure that you take at least one class with each of the Peloton instructors. So what we're going to do is we're going to play a fun little game where we are going to have call outs every week, and you're going to have a really fun, beautiful bingo game board. Mm-hmm. And then you are going to listen to the show. You're going to find out which instructors you need to take that week, and then you're going to cross them off your list on your little bingo board. Now, there's going to be some weeks that we only list these instructors in the bonus episode.
Okay.
And then there are some surprises. There is a mystery square.
Ooh, a mystery square.
Yes.
Stephen Little.
So that's all I'm going to say about that. More to come, but we're really excited about it. And I think it's going to be a ton of fun. And by the end of it, you are going to very clearly have a path to have a class with every single instructor for the year next year.
A lot harder than it used to be.
Sure is. Remember when it used to be 13 instructors?
Yes, you were done by February.
Yeah. And you're not just going to get one instructor each week. So just so you know, we've got all kinds of things coming at you.
Yes. Also, the book club reminder.
Yes. So on January 9th, we are going to be having our monthly book club meeting, and we will be discussing the book called Book Lovers by Emily Henry. And then in February, we will be reading Turning Inward by Ross Rayburn. We will be talking about it. Hopefully you will have already read it by then.
Yes.
That one is on pre-order, but it does come out right on January 9th. So if you do it right now, you can still get some bonus extras that Ross is offering as part of his pre-order. So that's pretty cool.
Also, if you want more details and all that, it lives over at the Patreon, patreon.com/theclipout. And you do not have to pay, or you have to be a Patreon member to get the links and stuff, but you don't have to be a paid member to get the links for that. So there is a free level. This is one of the things that's included with it. So swing on by there and check it out. Also, we should say this week's interview is Erica McLean. She's the tarot card reader. And we also, one of the helper bees, was it Nikki?
It was Nikki.
It was Nikki, I guess, right.
Helper bee Nikki
put together a little report card for how Erica McLean did in 2023. So when we talk about that a little bit in the interview, give you some highlights, but if you want to check that out, it's over at theclipout.com where you can see, since this has become kind of a tradition on the Clip Out, you can hear how she did for the year and make your own decisions about her accuracy.
Yes.
So other than that, what do you have in store for people this week?
It's a packed week.
It is a packed week. I know we've been trying to make these shorter. This might be a longer one because there is so much going on.
There is. Well, of course, we have to talk about the Generation 1 screens. We have new equipment hitting Precore. We have a new chief marketing officer.
And it's not me.
I know. You were in. You didn't make the cut, though.
Yeah. Now, in their defense, I didn't apply.
That'll do it. That'll do it. Also, we're going to talk about the changes that happened to the year in review, the Peloton survey that they did, and the interesting insights they revealed.
Yes.
Changes to the board of directors, lawsuits. We also have big instructor news, good and bad. It's all over the place. Good and sad, I guess.
Yeah.
Happy and sad would be a better way to say it. We're going to talk about the latest artist series. We have some competitor notes to hit this week.
Some very, very interesting competitor news.
Yeah, you'll want to stay tuned for that. And then, of course, we have content in case you missed it. And I think that's all.
Awesome. Well, before we get to all that shameless plugs, don't forget we're available on Apple Podcasts, YouTube. We're not supposed to say Google Podcasts anymore.
Right.
And it's totally screwed up my rhythm.
I know.
For when I rattle them off.
You could just say Google Podcasts and we'll know what you mean.
But Google listens.
Do they?
They might. They're always listening. Haven't you seen what your ads look like? My dentist the other day mentioned going to Las Vegas. And when I got out of the chair, the first ad I saw was for Las Vegas trips. That's
crazy.
So anyway, wherever you find a podcast, you can find us. While you're there, be sure and follow us so you never miss an episode. Maybe leave us a review. It's super helpful. We love seeing those Spotify Wrap. Those were fun.
God, they were.
Lots of fascinating information in there for us.
And I love just seeing all you guys when they do their Spotify Wraps.
Yes.
We're at the top.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
Very much so. So you can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/theclipout. While you're there, like the page, join the group. Don't forget, you can watch these episodes on YouTube at youtube.com/theclipout. You can also get ad-free episodes if you sign up at patreon.com/theclipout. It's only $5 a month and you get ad-free episodes. If we get them early, you get them early, and you get bonus episodes where we talk about things that we just didn't have quite enough time to get to in the episode proper.
There's a lot in this week's bonus.
There's so much going on this week. It's crazy town. And also, if you didn't get something you liked for Christmas, then get this for yourself. Or if you got a friend that loves Peloton, like, there you go. You get it for them, right? So also don't forget, you can sign up for the newsletter at theclipout.com. So there's all of that. Let's dig in, shall we?
We shall.
Peloton in the news.
If you have a Generation 1 screen on your bike, if you've been rocking that bike for all these years, say goodbye to it.
Yeah. I mean, they have finally said we are no longer going to give any support for Generation 1 tablets. And how do you know? How do you know if you have a first generation tablet?
Well, is it in black and white?
Number one, when did you buy it? If you bought it in 2015 or 2016, you have a first generation touchscreen. Now, you can also tell because it has an orange button at the top. And most importantly, the little number on the back, model number, serial number, whatever they call it, it has specific numbers. And if Tom would scroll down with the actual information, it says the serial numbers start with 7201. You can get to that by going to the device settings on your tablet, click about tablet and status options, and that's where you will find it. Now, the cool part is that you are going to be able to trade in your original bike for an upgrade to the Bike Plus or to upgrade your tablet at a discounted price until June 19th, 2024. To redeem the Bike Plus trade-in offer, members need to submit the request through the link provided in the email that you got from Peloton. But you can also get it on the Peloton support page or, of course, our article where we lay all this out for you.
So is there any insight yet into how much of a discount?
Yeah, I think that I saw somebody, and I have not verified this myself. I think somebody said it was a $500 discount.
Well, but that's not nothing.
I do not know that that is accurate. Please do. I have not verified myself at all.
And I mean, I know it sucks if you got to go, if you know, but also, like, I guess at this point, it's like a phone, right?
Well, yeah.
And how often do you replace your phone? And you've gotten a lot of use out of that thing.
For sure. And I think it's funny because I specifically remember choosing to upgrade to the Bike Plus because I was like, oh no, I've been down this road already where my tablet stopped working. And that's going to happen eventually.
Yeah. So, and if you bought your bike in 2018 and you're like, phew, I made it. Well, the clock's probably ticking for you too, right?
Yeah. It's going to happen eventually. So yeah, you're going to, I mean, just... Just something to think about.
Ask not for who the Pell tolls. It tolls for thee. So, yeah.
But I want to say one other thing, because it's important. If you decide not to upgrade your tablet, you're just rolling along on June 19th, 2024.
All your classes will be by Nicole Moline.
No, it's worse. You will lose access to all Peloton content. Oh. Not the only thing you're going to be able to use is Just Ride. Everything else is locked out. Ooh. Everything. So it is a huge deal, and people need to know that.
Yeah, for sure.
And I can't wait on June 20th. Why did my bike stop working all of a sudden? Does anyone know what this is about?
Oh, it'll be great, because that's going to happen while we're on a boat.
Yeah.
So
somebody else's problem.
It'll be a helper bee's problem.
Get ready, Nikki.
Get ready, Nikki. Get ready. Also, it's hard not to think that this is somehow related, but Precor, which is the business arm of Peloton, right? Formerly Peloton Business, formerly Precor. Make that make sense. They are releasing new consoles for their machines.
Yeah, so a new screen for all their machines. And the other part of the news that I think is related to this is that Horizon Fitness has been all of a sudden putting all over their website that they connect with Peloton, and they have these new consoles, and now they're able to connect with the Peloton app using Bluetooth. So the only way that it works is if you have the App Plus membership. But if you do, then you are able to be able to see all of your data on your Peloton app through your phone. Now, the interesting thing is that we actually obtained a video of how it works. First of all, the incline doesn't appear to change automatically like it's supposed to. It doesn't show on the screen the way it's supposed to. But everything else appears to be working. Now, the other thing that I find kind of fascinating about this is that Peloton hasn't said a word about this. In fact, I had been waiting, because I really thought that after I had heard some of these rumors that Peloton would put something official out. They did not. So we reached out to them and ask for an official statement. They had none to give us at this time. Not saying there won't be one. So,
but at press time, they had not replied.
Correct. So that got me to thinking that between the Precor news and the lack of information coming out of Peloton about this, but Horizon already has it on their website, I feel like somebody might have gone early something.
I was thinking somebody jumped the gun, and you got to think that you're going to see a lot more of this.
I remember Barry saying several times that, like, he wanted Peloton on every screen, regardless of what that screen is.
We've been speculating for a while that the Netflix guy, you know, he doesn't care if you watch on a Samsung or a Vizio. He just wants you watching.
Right.
Right. And while, yes, they'd love to sell you a piece of equipment, the long term revenue is in the membership, not the equipment.
Yeah. So I also think that we're going to see an announcement about Precor having this option. And I think that you are going to see other equipment makers, not just Horizon, with this. Finally, one last thing I want to share with you, going back to, can we go back to the Horizon article for a moment?
Okay.
I wanted to share that a lot of the hubbub about this whole rumor has been about that it's on treadmills, right? But when you look at Horizon's website, they have a whole section that saying that Peloton is available on studio cycles as well. So their studio cycle line at Horizon, in theory, has this same thing. So I think this is really about to blow open wide across a lot of different areas. Now, right now, if you have a Horizon equipment already, you can sign up for 30 days free on the Peloton membership. Plus, and if that's the case, if that's you listening, well, welcome to the family.
Right. I'm like, it seems unlikely.
It does, because why would you be listening to this podcast?
Right.
But if you know, you are. Sure. Welcome.
Yes, absolutely. So, yeah, that's a lot of big changes, it looks like, we're about to see in terms of where you can access Peloton.
Yep.
Peloton this week also announced a new chief marketing officer.
Yeah, this time we've got Lauren Weinberg. I say this time because it was like, what, 6 months ago?
Yeah. It's
like I don't know.
It's kind of becoming like the drummer for Spinal Tap.
Yeah, that's true.
Except they're living, just to be clear.
Well,
the drummer for Spinal Tap kept dying.
That's a good point. That's a good distinction.
They're changing them a lot.
Yeah, they're changing a lot. Yeah. So now we've got Lauren Weinberg, and she was at all kinds of different places,
She was formerly at Intuit.
Intuit, and was it Square was the other one?
I think that was it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yahoo, MTV, AOL.
So she's been, and she was VMO for Square as well.
Okay.
So she's been around. That sounds terrible.
I know.
You can't say that for a girl. If I had said that for a guy, nobody would blink. I say that for a woman and everyone's like,
and a connotation, an old timey connotation. I bet you people like under 40 maybe don't even know that been around was kind of a coded slut shaming.
Well, let me word it differently, because I do not mean to besmirch our new CMO.
Right.
She has had a lot of different marketing experience with business. So I am excited to see what she is going to do. I'm curious what kind of changes will be made. What is our next ad marketing push going to be?
Yeah, it will be interesting to watch.
That it will.
Also, Peloton rolled out last week a new version of their year in review, and everyone loved it, and there were no complaints of any kind. Next story.
Oh, if only.
Yes.
Yeah. People were upset, as we expected. Yeah. People were upset that it wasn't a cool video. People were upset because a lot of the statistics weren't great. They didn't look accurate. Like, a lot of people got welcomed to the Century Club, and like myself, I've been in Century Club, and a lot of people had been, right?
Right.
So that was confusing. And no one is really clear what this season to shine even means. Like, mine said springtime superstar or something like that. Sprinter. I don't know.
Right.
But like, I got hit by a car in the spring.
Yeah.
So if you're trying to say I was the most busy in the spring, I'm going to go ahead and call.
But I will say, like, but you ran Big Sur when?
The last week in April.
So that's springtime.
But I couldn't record my activity on Peloton. There was no internet because I tried.
But what about all the training that as you got back into it, you were running quite a bit?
So I walked a lot.
Maybe.
There's a lot of walking.
And I wonder if maybe you triggered it because from the app standpoint, you went from doing nothing because you got hit by a car to doing a whole bunch.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. But it does seem odd. Well, I grant you.
Yeah. What about people that were just consistent then? Like, explain that. I don't know. That's the thing. I don't, like, nobody understands how they came up with it or what it means.
They welcomed me to the Century Club.
I mean,
that was the weird thing.
That is real weird.
Like, well, this can't be right. How did they get my email address?
Overall, it's nice to see where the community is, and it's nice to see these stats. But I think also people were kind of upset because whoever it was, their favorite instructor, not necessarily correct. People did not feel it was correct.
Right.
So that was another thing.
For sure.
So anyway, we're just glad they sent something. I don't know.
So you talked about this in the tease at the beginning that Peloton conducted a survey that has some interesting data points.
Yeah. So it turns out that a lot of women work out because they want to improve their mental health. Men might be a little different. Men are twice as likely as women to increase their exercise frequency in order to boost their libido and sexual endurance.
Well, I think those two things are related.
Which two things?
The men and the women. Men are working out to increase their sex drive, and therefore the women are working out because they need their mental health. Propped up.
Oh my God.
From all the horny men coming after them.
Well,
that's my theory.
That could be.
As I was scanning this, I was like, all the reasons and stuff. And I was like, for someone who, after all these years, finally caved and started working out, I'm like, none of this is me.
Well, yeah, it's all longevity and just like staying alive.
Yeah.
For you. Movement, mobility, I guess, is the end of the day. Yeah. But maybe that's, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if they do another survey and maybe it changes over time. I wonder if the reason that mental health is such a big deal is just because we had COVID and so many people couldn't work out. They had gyms and things and we were stuck in our houses and there's probably still some leftover feelings about that.
Yeah.
I still have I can't hug people. You couldn't leave the house.
Like, I hate to hug people. So I'm like, I know, I'm good.
It was fine for you.
I'm like, yeah.
I just lost a couple years. I didn't mind not leaving the house. I just didn't like being told I couldn't leave the house.
We can't hug people and I have to stay inside and watch TV. Done.
It's basically Tom's dream home.
Except for the people dying. I was on board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. in that time you worked in a morgue. But yes. Hey,
I was still working.
That's right.
So Peloton Interactive announces changes to board of directors.
Yeah, you want to hear the why behind this, you're going to have to listen to the bonus episode because it's all connected. But for now, Chris Bruzzo is going to be a new member of the board of directors that started on December 19th. And at the same time, Jonathan Mendenhall will be stepping down from his role to focus on expanding professional responsibilities. So this guy, Chris Bruzzo, served as the executive vice president and chief experience officer of Electronic Arts for 9 years. And he's been in a whole bunch of different roles and like leadership roles and marketing roles at Starbucks, Amazon, and Regents Blue Shield. So cool, cool, cool.
Awesome. And coming up after the break, we're going to talk to you about what Peloton is getting sued for this week. So stick around.
I first started AG1 because I wanted to have more energy every day. And I was surprised that not only did I get that, but I also could focus better.
And you have a marathon to train for.
I do. Give me all the things. I replace my vitamins. I have prebiotics, probiotics, digestive enzymes, B vitamins, folate, magnesium. It's all in there. One scoop.
That's because AG1 is a foundational nutrition supplement that supports your body's universal needs like gut optimization, stress management, and immune support.
Yes. And I like to recommend it to people because it's also NSF certified for sport, and I will not take a supplement that is not. If there's one product that I had to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1, and that's why we've partnered with them for so long.
If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1.
Try AG1 and get a free 1 year supply of vitamin D3K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/clipout.
That's drinkag1.com/clipout.
Check it out.
You know, so many people look to avoid carbs these days for all sorts of reasons.
Yeah.
And that means you have to give up so many great foods. But I think one of the hardest things is bread.
Yeah, because a lot of times the carb reduction also means that the texture changes. It means that the taste changes. So that can feel like a lot to give up.
And that's where Hero Bread comes into play. This is the first white bread I've had in
forever.
Years. I couldn't even tell you how long. Yeah. 10 years?
Yeah. I mean, it's been a long time.
I missed you, white bread.
Well, it's nice because Hero Bread, it's actually a large piece of bread, like you would say a normal size piece of bread.
Larger than normal.
Yeah, I mean,
like Texas toast size.
Yeah. And the texture is real bread.
Absolutely.
Oh, it's amazing.
I just had it as toast.
Yeah.
I didn't have to. It wasn't like, oh, it's a sandwich. Toast.
And you enjoyed it.
I did. It's 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, 0 gram sugar, and it's high in fiber.
Don't give up on bread. Hero Bread is offering 10% off of your order. Go to hero.co and use TCO at checkout.
That's TCO at HERO.CO.
Who's suing Peloton now?
So Law 360, which we do not have.
Oh, I thought you put this in the bonus. Well, this is the other half of that story.
Oh, well, surprise, it's not in the bonus.
Yeah, it's here. So an investor launched a class action lawsuit challenging the bylaw that requires advance notice for board member nominations. So they don't get a lot of say. That's the end result. Why? I don't know. But I find it very interesting that all of a sudden board members are changing.
Yeah.
So they're related, right? I mean, how else do you see that?
Not to read it that way.
The same week?
They made a change and somebody's mad about the change and they felt like they like snuck it through in the dead of night or something.
Yeah.
But I don't know enough about these people to know if they're good, bad, indifferent. Like,
I don't either.
So
I'm sure we'll be hearing more.
We always do. Mm-hmm. It's what we do.
It is
here
what
at the Clip Out.
It is. We're documenting. We are the holder of all the information.
We are.
Instructors in the news.
Andy Spear and Rebecca Kennedy got engaged this week.
They did. Well, first of all, congratulations to Andy and Rebecca. That's really special. They've been together a long time. I was surprised to see that some people said they had no idea these two were together. And it's one of those moments where I realize just how involved in all this I am when I'm like, well, yeah, like years ago.
And they don't hide it. They're always posting together Instagram.
I mean, we have an entire article where we did all of their best couple outfits.
Right.
Like if you are watching my channel at all, you will know that that's a thing. So it just always surprises me. But I think it's because I live it every day.
Right.
But
there are so many points at which to access and interact with Peloton now.
So
right?
True.
So it's like, if these two maybe aren't your favorite instructors or one of your favorite instructors, you have so many other choices that you can just like completely not engage with their content in any way, shape, or form, and then be totally flabbergasted when something like this occurs.
That's absolutely true. Well, they've been together a long time, and Rebecca was the original person who started up the Tread program back when they first announced the Tread. She was like the master instructor. That's what they used to call him. I mean, at least technically, Andy started a few months after that. And I don't know when their relationship started, but it was pretty clear that they were very connected at the hip and together all the time. So that's been a very long time coming. We all felt it was going to happen. And just kind of a little spoiler, the tarot card reader talks about it in the interview.
Yeah.
Just so we did that interview 2.5 weeks ago. And so, yeah, there's one for 2024.
Yeah,
she got
that's
right.
True. Yeah, we should say that like that was recorded before this occurred.
Yeah,
so
it was.
We can show you the timestamp if you don't believe us.
Just a little plug.
Yes.
So that's cool. Also, they happen to be in Botswana, which I just thought was interesting because Cody is in Africa. But they aren't in the same parts of Africa,
yeah.
And they're not together. And I just thought
it's a continent.
It's a big place. It's a huge place. It's just
a pretty difficult place to get to.
It's not
like, oh, we both happen to be in Mexico.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Exactly. Which is also a big place,
but
very
closer to where we're at.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
precisely.
Much easier to access from the United States. So like you don't hear a lot of people talking about taking a vacation in Africa for three Peloton instructors simultaneously to go to Africa, and it's not
together
for some like they're not making like really cool scenic rides, you know,
or maybe they are,
ooh,
but we don't know yet.
It's like, oh, you pedal faster, you're getting chased by a lion.
That would be so cute
until it catches you.
It's a little baby lion in my head. He's like, wow.
Oh, dear. So Susie Chan's book is available for pre-order.
Yeah, I don't know if people remember that we talked about this like months ago.
Yes.
She went to that really cool book event and she was with the author and somebody said, when's your book coming out? She was like, it's coming soon. So here it is. It's available. So here in the U.S., we're going to be able to get it in August. So, you know, I'm going to be putting that on the order. On the order.
Trails and Tribulations. That's a good title.
It is a great title. I wonder if she came up with that.
I don't know, but it's like, good. I dig the title.
Yeah. Well, congrats to Susie. She deserves it.
So there's an article in the New York Times that we can't read about cadaver workshops and yoga massage therapy.
Yep.
And I guess you were able to access it at some point.
I actually never opened it, but I can open it right now.
Okay.
I am.
Then you will have to tell us that apparently Peloton instructors were taking cadaver dissection courses.
Oh, they lied to me. They have to log in. Yeah, you have to log in. But it's to help people understand how the body works. Like,
well, that body don't work. It's dead.
My God. The things that come out of your mouth.
I'm sorry. I thought you knew.
I did.
Dead bodies don't work.
It's your dark humor. I'm not sure everybody is prepared for is all like I am. But I just sometimes am like, oh, dear. Well, I found it interesting that some of the instructors were taking the classes to learn more. But it's not just the Peloton yoga instructors. They talk about why specifically doing this workshop helps yoga instructors in general.
Do you happen to know?
Well, no, because I couldn't.
Well, I didn't know because you have taken all the personal training courses and stuff. So I didn't know if you knew like what they're learning by digging into a dead guy.
Yeah. I mean, the thing that's confusing to me is that from doing all those courses, what I do know is that like people think of the body as like body parts. Like they think of it like, oh, if you work out your biceps, you'll have strong biceps. Okay, that is true.
Right.
But if you don't keep like your core engaged and you don't work on your core, then what happens is your body is always looking for the easiest way to do things. And so it starts trying to lift, not with just your biceps, but all these other little things, because it can't rely on your core. Then you end up having all these imbalances. So the takeaway from that is that it's all connected. So when I think of yoga and I think of why it's important for them to be able to see all this, is because maybe there are ways that they can see how things are connected. I don't know. I didn't read the article. That is just a guess.
Yeah.
But like being able to visualize how things are connected is very different than reading about how things are connected.
So next time you're taking a yoga class, just think in the back of your head, this instructor probably cut up open a dead guy.
Or watched.
Or watched someone cut open a dead guy.
It's good times.
That'll
good
help
times.
You with your meditation, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have some sad news from the world of Peloton for Jess Sims specifically. Her father passed away.
Yeah. So, you were very sorry to hear this.
Yeah.
Very suddenly. And he was 67. And we
Which
wish.
Is young.
It is young.
In today's world.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. Our best wishes go out to the whole Sims family, Absolutely. Everyone they know.
Yeah. And we also wanted to take a moment to remind people here that Rad Lopez has an Amazon wish list set up for people in the, what was it, the Bronx affordable housing community. Mm-hmm. So all sorts of things on there that people can use, like baby shampoo and toothpaste and soap and
shoes,
things like that. So if that sort of thing interests you, do you know how they can find that?
Well, this link will be in our newsletter, number one. Number two, I think that we have this in one of our articles, but I should probably make a point to put it somewhere top of mind.
And I'll also say, if you go to Amazon, his wish list is called Bronx Commons Holiday Party 2023. So you can go there and purchase things just right from there and help some people out.
I love that.
Clip out.
Joining us once again via the magic of a Zoom tube from MetPro, it's Angelo here to answer all of your fitness and nutrition questions.
Hello. Hi.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me back.
Well, thank you for being here. This is something that I hear a lot from people, and it's different how to answer this for everybody. So I'm curious to hear what you have to say. Stacy.
Me too.
Stacy Robb wants to know how to respond to food pushers. Again, with the holidays coming up, I feel like this is something that a lot of people are going to be dealing with. Clean your plate. Have another helping.
I'm guilty. Stacy, I don't know. I might not have a good answer because I consider myself a food pusher when it comes to my friends and family. So I get the first thing is to recognize that it is not out of malice. What is our natural inclination when we love someone? We want to feed them. That's just, we want to give them all good things. But this is actually a very common question that we get. Our clients need to confront this head on in social circumstances, for example, business meetings, friends, relatives. And so we encourage our clients right out of the gate to tell their friends and family that they're enrolled in a program working with a coach. Now, perhaps you may not be enrolled in a program working with a coach, but you can still certainly say that you are following a program right now. And there's nothing wrong with just saying, trying to eat really clean, focusing on my health. I've been on a roll. We're going to keep going with this. And you'll be amazed at what just telling people that in advance, the difference it will make. I know, because it makes a difference when my friends... When my friends come over, we don't talk health and fitness. When my friends come over, we talk about what, you know, the good show we watched, what trip we're going to go on next. When they tell me that they are eating clean, I will usually go out of my way to make sure there are items prepared that are going to, you know, work with what they're doing. So that's pretty consistent across the board. Most people will do that. And if not, they won't be disappointed if you turn down, you know, the dessert, or you turn down parts of the meal, or just have it in moderation. Now, with that said, Stacy, I'm a realist. We've done this a couple times, and it's not always just going to go according to plan. Typically, you'll know the friends and occasions where it is not going to go according to plan, and there's simply going to be nothing available, and they're going to push food on you. So that's why we have kind of coined the phrase eat twice, but eat well. So what our coaches mean when they say that is, you know, those occasions, eat before you go, but eat well. It is okay to have two dinners. It is, in fact, better to eat something healthy, gorge, but eat something healthy to where you show up not hungry, not stuffed, but not famished. Then even if you're confronted with junk food and food pushers, what you can do is you can sample versus going into it hungry, where now you're going to end up eating more than you would prefer of the wrong items. So eat twice, but eat well. One last tip that we arm our clients with, and that is, you can always offer to bring a dish, and you can always make at least one healthy item. And sometimes the whole BYOB, bring your own beer, bring your own alcohol strategy. If it is an event where there's going to be alcohol and you want to indulge, but you want to indulge in a less detrimental alcohol for your either nutrition program or weight loss program, whatever you may be trying to do, bring your own. And then, like, martini shaker makes great dinner gift. So you can always bring your own, bring a little extra to share, and there's going to be at least one good beverage choice. So there's little strategies like that. Time doesn't allow us to get into all of them, but that's just scratching the surface of things that you can do with people that are closest to you. I recommend having just an honest conversation with them so they know where you stand. And hopefully they'll support you, or at least won't take it personal when your eating is a little different from theirs or the group's.
You know, I will also add to that. This is something I learned in high school parties when people are trying to get you to drink beer. So often that peer pressure is in your own head. You're projecting that onto them when really they're just trying to be hospitable. And if you say, oh, no, thanks, and are casual about it, if you don't look like you're struggling choice.
No, thank you.
But they just let it drop. You know what I mean? I went through all of high school and a good chunk of college and never had a drink. And I was in a fraternity and I would just be like, I don't really have a taste for it. And people go, okay, that would be the end of it. And so I do think a lot of times when people talk about the peer pressure in situations like that, it's really you reflecting it back upon yourself a lot more than you might think.
Tom, you are so right in saying that, because I've had, you know, type A personalities, executives, CEOs, you know, these are people that they tend to have a commanding presence in the room. And then they share with me that they're going out to dinner and their friends, they couldn't turn it down because, you know, the friends are there and telling them, they're like, no, I know you too well.
Yeah.
You know what you can do? Whatever you want.
Yeah.
You just have to decide this is your priority. And like you said, usually it's in our own head. We build it up to be bigger than it actually is. And then when they tell me, I just told my friends I'm not drinking tonight or I'm eating clean tonight, it wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
Great point, Tom. Love that.
Thank you. We need to pull out that soundbite where he says that I'm right.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Tom was right.
I would like to make that my ringtone.
One time in 200.
But it counts.
It does. It does. Yeah.
So now that everyone probably wants me to tailor advice for them, I'm not available. So probably the next best thing you could get would be Angelo and his staff over at MetPro. So if they would like that, where can they find
it? If they would like the next best thing, metpro.co/TCO.
Wonderful. Thank you, Angelo.
Thanks, guys.
Man, there is nothing worse than when you buy a pair of sunglasses and then you lose or break them.
I would agree. So what do we do about that?
Well, that's where Gooder comes in. Their sunglasses are $25 each, so nobody likes to throw away $25, but it's a lot better than throwing away $100 or more dollars on a pair of broken sunglasses, right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I have to say, that's not my favorite part about Gooder. My favorite part about Gooder is that when I run, they don't slip, they don't bounce, and they're 100% polarized. And they also come in like a million different colors and styles.
for your $25, you're not sacrificing comfort, safety, or style. If you want to support the show and pick up a pair, Gooder is giving the Clip Out listeners free shipping on their first order. Just go to gooder.com/TCO. That's GOODR.com and use code TCO to get free shipping.
Gooder offers a 30-day money-back guarantee and 100% satisfaction. Find your pair at gooder.com/TCO and use code TCO to get free shipping.
Peloton Artist Collaboration.
The latest artist series features Kelly Clarkson.
Sure does. She has so many hits. There's a lot of classes. There are 11 different classes, and there are all the different kinds of classes that you can take. But I think that my favorite part is she has a bunch of holiday songs out right now. Oh. I mean, she always has holiday songs out, but specifically Spotify, at least, was putting a highlight on them. I think she might have just dropped a new Christmas album. So I can't help but wonder.
Santa's been gone.
I can't help but wonder if it will be like a mixture of some of her more traditional pop hits mixed in with Christmas hits, just because they launch on the 21st during Christmas. You know, it's that week of Christmas. So I'm very curious to see that.
Yeah.
That's just made up in my own little head, though. I don't know. By the time you hear this, you will probably already know the answer.
Checking out the competition.
So I have this story under competitors, although I don't consider Tonal a competitor. I consider it a compliment to Peloton. They work well together.
They do work well together. Amazing.
Peanut butter is not a competitor to chocolate.
Or jelly.
You put them together.
Yeah.
Right. So anyway, we found this very interesting. Tonal is launching a trade-in program for people who have mirrors. So if you've got a mirror sitting on your wall and you're just like, what do I do with this thing? You can trade it in and save some money off of a Tonal device.
Yeah, they're going to give you a refurbished Tonal. You get savings by paying lesser amount because it's a refurbished one. But yeah, also, you get an entire free year of membership. That's a lot.
That's a lot. Because I know that's one of people's big sticking points with Tonal is that, like, oh, I'm already paying for Peloton. Do I want to pay for Tonal too? Obviously, you know, you'll have to pay eventually, but this buys you a year. And at the end of that year, you'll have a better idea. And if you like it, our guess is that you will.
Yeah. I mean, Tonal's freaking awesome. And here's the thing. If those of you who may not understand the difference between mirror and Tonal, we just want to make sure that we explain that mirror is a TV on your wall that you can watch things.
Yeah.
And it tells you that you can take classes from it, but that's literally it. Tonal actually has electromagnetic weights built into the machine. And so you get weights built in by the device on your wall. By the way, Tonal will also take your mirror away from your house.
Right. So if you're wondering, what do I do with this thing?
Mm-hmm.
They've got you covered. Mm-hmm. So yeah, because I do feel like there's probably people out there that have seen Tonal, have seen mirror and thought that they were similar.
Yeah.
Because if you just see pictures of them, they look similar. But when you actually start to utilize it, they are not similar in any way, shape, or form.
Well, I also thought it was interesting that a mirror coach, Lance Parker, is going to be joining Tonal as a guest coach. And another Lululemon studio favorite will be joining in January.
Oh, how about that?
So the only thing that scares me about this is Peloton and Lulu now are besties, right? Well, it's more like frenemies, but regardless.
Yeah, that's accurate.
But like, okay, does that mean that they're going to be butting heads with Tonal? Because I can't have my two faves mad at each other.
Okay,
so
let me make you feel better about that.
Please do.
Okay. We would always thought, like, how great would it be if Tonal was somehow part of the Peloton ecosystem? And, well, Lululemon is now part of that ecosystem, and they were butting heads for years. So maybe butting heads with them is the fastest way to get pulled into the ecosystem.
Maybe.
How about that?
We'll see.
How about that? So, speaking of butt heads, Echelon has teamed up with Run Disney for a multi-year race sponsorship. So this is actually really good for Echelon Fair, in all fairness.
Okay,
But Disney, you're better than this.
Okay, but I want to make it very clear. Not really. All it is Echelon giving money to Disney. That's it.
Well, that's what sponsorships are.
Okay, but it's a sponsorship. It's not a partnership.
Yeah.
It's not Disney putting their everywhere. They are going to have ability to have Echelon equipment at races, just like every other sponsor.
Right.
They're not special in any way, shape, or form. And I think it's funny because Echelon still can't do something completely on their own. They were like, huh, Peloton joined up with New York Roadrunners. Who can we team up with?
Yeah.
Like, can you just do a thing that's your idea from scratch?
So in defense of Echelon.
Go ahead.
At least this partnership appears to be real, unlike their one with Amazon.
I will give you that. Disney, but it is not. It
Disney
is
didn't
not
disavow them the next day.
But it is not a partnership. It is a sponsorship.
Yeah.
Echelon is paying for the right to be there. That is different than a partnership.
Okay, but it's still.
At least it is real. I will agree with that. Yes. Good luck to you, Disney.
New content.
Before we jump into this, can I just go back to the Echelon thing for just a second?
You just did.
Okay. I just wanted to say that people are acting like this is such a big thing, but like, let's not forget there is none. There is not one iota of Echelon equipment in any Disney hotel, any, not one gym. And in fact, they have, I can't remember the name of it, but it's like, it's a really heavy duty, like very boring, like True Fitness or something in their gym. Nothing wrong with that. But even over at the Swan and the
Swan and Dolphin,
the Dolphin, they have Pelotons.
Yeah, that one has Pelotons. Yeah.
I'm just saying there's a difference. Just a difference.
I think you get the Echelon at like the All-Star.
Oof. You just pissed some people off. You're on your own. You're out there to die on your own. Listen, I'll let you fall.
Well, it's just the value resort. So.
I know.
But it actually, Echelon is not even good enough to be there.
They're really
so,
not.
Yeah. So the TCO top five. Remember when I had entered that?
We didn't talk about that? I do.
So every week you guys help us crowdsource what the don't miss classes of the week are. And then we give them back to you.
I got to tell you at the very beginning, Tom, I'm going to tell you now so you don't say it. There is no Unstackable this week.
What?
None.
We're giving people the week off because of the holidays?
No, they couldn't come up with one.
Oh.
Like all these
submissions. It's because our listeners are in such great shape.
Honestly, that's not
I can stack this, you pussy.
That's not a crazy thought. It really isn't. Okay, well, we have our favorite Peloton warm-up run. Listener Valerie Alator found running injury prevention gold this week. This is an old one. It comes from July 21st, 21 from Adrian Williams. So take it now because for God's sakes, who knows how long it's going to be there.
Clock's ticking on that bad boy.
Okay, it's 7 minutes of drills and then 3 minutes of jogging at the end. Perfect to prepare for a long run. She hasn't found another class like it. Yeah, that is awesome. That is a great setup.
Yeah.
Then we have our favorite Peloton yoga.
Ooh, does she dissect a cadaver?
I don't know. Not during the yoga class.
Oh, damn
it. I do know that.
That would get me to take a Peloton class.
What? If... Okay, Peloton, all you have to do is dissect a cadaver
if
live
Kristen
during
McGee
yoga.
Digs into a rotting carcass.
All right.
Save it for like a Halloween. One, you know, then I would take that class.
Okay, well,
here, I'll throw this out there. Whenever my time comes, I volunteer as tribute for that class.
Well, and then you can't take the class.
But I would finally have taken a Peloton class. How exciting would that be for people?
Tom's dark humor wins again. Well, this class came from Kristen McGee. It was Focus Flow Healthy Back from December 12th. And Mindy Jensen said that her back was feeling the effects of all the running, biking, and strength work she'd been doing. So she was excited to see this new Focus Flow drop. Because low bike back tightness occurs due to hips and hamstrings, Kristen spent most of the class focusing on those areas. 20 minutes later, I felt the relief I was looking for. I will be sure and do this class regularly. That is a good one. Oh, these are good this week.
And you know,
I love these.
I'm just thinking all the times I was like, I'll take a Peloton class over my dead body. Right? Like that would finally
be true.
Yeah. Like it's.
We would be taking the class over your dead body, literally.
So I think this is all coming full circle. I dig it. Number three, favorite Peloton Pilates.
This comes from Kristen McGee. It was a class on 12/15/23. So listener Suzanne Fortman, we just wanted to try a Pilates class and she misses her reformer Pilates classes. But this first class using a magic circle gave her the heart pumping burner low impact she wanted to incorporate in her weekly plan. More like this, please. So that's pretty cool.
Magic circle still sounds dirty to me.
Well, makes you feel any better.
That is also a Peloton class I would take.
Darcy ended up substituting her thigh master to make it work. So Oh, Darcy. I love it.
Boy, those lifetime warranties on those things. They weren't kidding.
Right? Favorite Peloton walk. This was with Jess King. It was 60 minutes from December 17th. Janice Lind had said that Jess chose to play songs from 2023 that were from hit makers, but not hits, except one song. It was a great walk for Janice because 30 minutes isn't long enough, but 60 minutes is perfect. And then we have our favorite Peloton run. This was a 60-minute 90s run, and this was from Jeffrey McEachern on December 17th. Julie Benson said that it was so good. Jeffrey has the incredible ability to make the time fly with his energy, uplifting stories, and genuine love for the Peloton community. Oh, and the perfect music hit perfect. I tried to make that into music hits.
Oh.
Perfect music hits, but is it hit the with, music hit perfect.
Is it hit with two eyes?
They were hidden hills.
Hidden hills. So this week at Peloton, there are all sorts of festive classes for you.
There are, but also there's some new content that's dropping, like new gym plans. Mm-hmm. Friday, December 22nd, Emma Lovewell, Marcel Maurer, and Selena Samuela drop new plans. They are going to be building on Peloton's ever-growing library, so you're going to have more options. And then there is a special holiday movie ride where Kendall is going to be doing a Paramount Pictures holiday ride.
It's a wonderful ride.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly it. But we are curious to see if Bad Santa makes it into the lineup. Then there are a ton of fit family classes. So if you have the kids home, December 21st, these classes are dropping. They will be there by the time you hear this. There's going to be classes by Jermaine Johnson, Selena, and they are going to be available 10 a.m. Thursday, December 21st. And then we also have some holiday yoga. Aditi is bringing a 30-minute holiday yoga flow set to the music of pianist Chloe Flower at 7:30 a.m. Eastern. So that I have heard is amazing. Like, I had not heard of Chloe Flower, but I have been told that I need to stat. So enjoy.
Also, as you're plotting your exercise routines for the next year, the annual 2024 challenge is upon us. I guess it's an annual challenge for 2024 because you can't have an annual 2024 challenge because there will only be one of those.
That is correct. We are finishing up the 2023 challenge right now, and the annual challenge for 2024 is about to go. Well, it is live. You can join now. For some reason, you can no longer see the challenges on the app. I don't know what that's about, guys, but you can go over to the web browser and you can join there. So if you're wanting to join and you haven't been able to figure out another way to do it, feel free to do it that way.
And finally, the London Calling 2024 dates have been announced.
Yeah. So just to recap what London Calling was is.
She's doing this for me.
Yeah, it is.
Because I was like, I don't know what it is.
So in 2023, we had London Calling for the first time. There were four different events. And basically, it's all about German member community coming together and celebrating fitness and fun and community. And so it's kind of like all of our German members getting to like be together in the studio. So there are four weekends coming up in 2024. And if you will scroll back up, I will tell you what those dates are because you want to mark your calendar if this is something you might be going to. March 30th, June 29th, October 5th, and November 30th, all at Peloton Studios, London. Hence, London Calling.
It's not an artist series featuring The Clash. I now know that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We had a little talk.
I got in trouble.
I don't even. Never mind. I'm not even going to try to explain. I'm not even going to try.
And coming up after this, we're going to talk to Erica McLean. She's our tarot card reader. We're going to give her report card as to how she did in 2023. She will give us predictions for 2024, one of which she already got right, which I think means it doesn't count because it's still technically 2023. Is that how strictly we're grading these things?
No. Oh, okay. No.
So anyway, stick around. That's coming up next.
Checking in with the Peloton community.
Joining us today via the magic of ZoomTube is Erica McLean. If you've been listening for a while, you're probably familiar, but if not, I'll get you up to speed or remind you. Every year around this time, we check in with her. She's our tarot card reader, and she gives us predictions on what we can expect from the world of Peloton in the upcoming calendar year.
Yeah. Now, Nikki, one of our helper bee, Nikki, she went back through your last tarot card reading.
And we have a report card.
We do. We do. There were.
Surprise.
Surprise.
Like, all of a sudden, she's like, my what? Buffering.
The cool thing, I'm not going to go through every single one because I don't like, I want people to like go back and read. We're going to do a whole article or it's going to lay this out. But you did 16 predictions the last time you were on, several of which came true, if not completely true, partially true.
Okay.
My personal favorite was that you felt like Tom and I would be working with Peloton more. And that has really evolved. I mean, maybe not the way you saw it in your head, but like when you said that, I remember so specifically at the time being like,
we were both like,
that's never going to happen. And that relationship has really evolved a lot this year with their new leadership team. So it has been interesting. But there were things you said about instructors leaving. There were things you said about people having, about specifically like Robin having another baby. Now she's pregnant again, things like that. So for those of you who want to kind of take a dive back in and see what you said last year, Erica, Nikki has it all laid out. She went through and she like did a little like, here's how this tent ended up and here's how things are today. So just want to let people know that. And then we will add, of course, this to next year.
Awesome.
So I'm super excited. I love these conversations. It's a lot of fun. And I'm always surprised by the things you say. All right. Let's start with an overall. How are you feeling about Peloton for 2024?
I mean, I'm feeling really good. I think that there's going to be a lot of action, but action like not in a bad way. I feel like there's going to be more things going on with authority wise, maybe switching of positions, and possibly even I was feeling maybe even an instructor kind of climbing the ladder even more. Ooh. To like a more authority, more business type position.
Robin Arzon, so CEO.
Did you say Robin?
I said Robin Arzon, CEO.
That's who I was thinking. And that's exactly, you should be doing this, Tom. I was pulling cards and in the cards, it was like Robin, Robin, Robin. I pulled the Empress and Robin to me is the Empress. Like I see the Empress, that is Robin. I mean, she's got the jewelry. She's got the, I definitely see her playing a bigger role within Peloton. And even, like I said, climbing the ladder. I mean, she could be literally like our next Barry or John Foley type of deal in the future. I can totally see that. Ooh. Maybe coming to fruition.
Wow. How do you feel about that, Tom?
I'm looking forward to Peloton NFTs.
Yeah, she has kind of pulled back from the NFT stuff, which that's been an interesting NFT has been an interesting, had an interesting year. We'll just leave it at that.
A lot of people have pulled back from NFTs.
Yeah, that's so true. Okay. This particular question came from one of our helper bees, also Nikki. I think she's heavily invested since she wrote so much about, but she wants to know, is Rad coming to the bike team, do you think?
Okay. So what I'm going to say is I was getting the number three, teamwork and three. There's definitely three people, and I don't even want to say it's new instructors, but I feel like it's three people going to different modalities, and whether that's people from London, maybe stepping over to like a road type of modality. I definitely see teamwork with three modalities. Let's ask the cards about Rad, because I love Rad. He's literally one of my favorites for strength, and I would love to see him come to the bike.
That would be fun.
Let's see what they have to say.
I also feel like he doesn't get a lot of coverage because he does like two, like strength, and then he does shadow boxing. And not that people don't do those two things, but like, I just think it's less sexy than the bike.
It's not in the same numbers that they do the bike.
Right.
And I think that he would slay the bike. I think he would do a great job. I think that, okay, so when I get, and I pull my aces, it's always a yes. I pulled the Ace of Cups, and I think that this could be a possibility, and that if he does go over to the bike, I do see it starting out maybe like as a bike boot camp type deal. But I think that people will be so excited about the energy he brings onto that platform that they could make him even a cycle instructor in the future, boot camp and cycle.
She's pulling another card.
Nope.
I think that I don't see it happening right away. This could happen more towards like next year. I want to say like 9-10 months from now, but it's something that could be in the works right now. But I do see that definitely coming at some point in the future.
Okay.
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 And I also too feel row. I mean, I don't know, maybe he could get into the rower too.
Interesting. If not the
bike, but I definitely see another modality.
Well, that's interesting because right before I asked that question, you had talked about like the UK instructors in row, and we've heard rumors that Ben is going to be the new row instructor for the UK. But whenever they tend to make those changes, it tends to be in groups, right? So, and so that probably means there's another female that's probably going to be another instructor too. So I don't know if you have any thoughts on that.
Definitely over in London, I do. Jocelyn like screams out at me, and I know she had, I did hear, I don't know if it was her who said it maybe on a social or something that she wasn't going to row or whatever, but I do see her. Let me pull in, but she's the first person that comes to mind for me with the rower.
Ooh. She said,
She did.
I think she could be tempted to be doing it right now. I think it's not something she wants to say yes to. I think she's kind of sticking right now where she's familiar. But I think there's going to be offers on the table for her to come to the row. Because I do see three people coming. Ben's definitely going over there. I honestly can see Jeffrey maybe popping over there. I love Jeffrey. I could see him doing some sort of type of thing like that. But I think that over there at Peloton, they really want Jocelyn to do it because I feel like she's totally strong in everything she does, whether she's running on the floor, doing strength, doing push-ups, all that stuff. And I think she has that energy. I think she could be persuaded right now to be doing that, or they could just be, you should do this, you should do that. And Hannah too. I think Hannah could be a great person over there on the row as well.
Yeah. She just joined the Power Zone team. So I wonder, I would think that would be a no on Hannah right away. Not saying right never, but just right away.
Right away. And I feel as though things start off, they're a little bit slower over there. Well, like when we were able to purchase the row here in the States, it took a while with London, with Canada, with all that stuff. So I do see that coming up in the future. Those two could be in the bundle of instructors over there.
Okay. Awesome. Tom, do you have anything you want to ask?
I don't know. Not about the future. I was just going to, have you ever done somebody's tarot reading where you get a card and you're just like, oh, this is really bad.
Oh, yeah.
I can't tell you this.
I feel like so many people will ask me that. And with my energy that I have, I try to like, as soon as I start the reading, just eliminate all of that bad juju type energy. So I don't really get anything super bad per se. I mean, I could get a feeling on maybe somebody leaving and voyaging off somewhere else. But if you're talking about like bad, I don't usually work like that or let that even come to my mind.
No, that's or fair.
You see it in a positive way. Like, oh, no, the card says the chemo will work.
I mean, I do see things in a positive. I do see things in a positive way. I think like they don't come to me as that negative way. Cause yeah. I don't know if I could even deal with it myself. So I think it's mostly just a positivity.
The door left closed.
Your brain protects you from that.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Well, on that note, do you see any exiting of instructors? Like last year, I felt like you were having some feels about that. I don't know what this year is bringing for you.
Yeah. So earlier when I was pulling cards, I did see a possibility of somebody leaving. I did get like a kind of vision or whatever of somebody going into staying at Peloton, but maybe taking a little bit of time to go off on their own because they had all these opportunities to work with other things in the fitness realm, whether it was like clothing, because we know that like Selena works with New Balance and some other instructors work for other type of clothing. I was getting a real feel with Camilla, and I love Camilla, and I think that she has a lot to offer. I think she's going to have an opportunity, and I think she's still going to stay at Peloton. I don't see her leaving, but I see her maybe traveling and not far, but to do something somewhere else in conjunction with fitness, whether that's with like clothing or some other type of thing, but she's going to be working with both. I did see that. As for leaving, Let me pull.
Okay.
We'll see.
See what the cards say.
Leaving.
I mean, I don't want to juju the cards, but the last time you predicted someone leaving, you nailed that one.
Yeah. I think that if somebody leaves, I do see a male instructor and maybe somebody who's been there for a while, somebody who has, they're higher on the totem pole, but I feel like they have a lot to say, not so much bad, like projecting it on social media and doing all that stuff. But I think within like the instructors, I think that whether they're not getting along so well with them, or maybe they kind of think they're a little bit better than the other ones. And it's not something we're seeing here. It's something kind of kept behind the scenes. And I think that they're passionate about things that other people aren't taking seriously, if that makes sense.
Interesting.
And I feel like there's almost a clash with them and somebody else on the team, somebody else higher, especially maybe like a female higher on the totem pole. And like, once again, I don't think we're seeing this. I think a lot of these things are kept behind the scenes, but within their little group, I just see almost a clash and something. And if anybody leaves, it's this other person. It's not the female. I see the male going somewhere else. And I think they do have an opportunity to leave where they are and even leave. And I'm seeing this person is in New York, and I see them leaving New York to go somewhere else.
Okay. Very interesting. All right. So the cards you were pulling before we started talking, what kind of things came up that we haven't asked yet?
So I did see a lot of stuff within the community and with the instructors. And I don't know how this is even going to work, but it was just like, oh, say this. But it's something where the community, like us people of Peloton, are able to be more present. And then that's not like physically, because I know like there's a lot of people in the studio, right, that go to the studio all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, there's the regular people that it's like, how do they get into the studio for 7 classes, and there's still people who are waitlisted or can't even get on.
Yep.
And I think that there's an issue with that. And I think that Peloton like works so, in a good way, so weird, where it like, it just does something and it's like, it surprises people. And it's like, how did they do that? How did they think of that? How did they bring that to fruition? And I think there's going to be more of something where the community is able to participate, even though that they're not there per se in studio, a more balancing of that so that they can be more known to everybody at Peloton, whether it's like reaching out or Peloton reaches out and makes certain members known throughout the year, whether they're doing like videos or commercials or they're giving incentives or something like that. But I do see a balancing to make the community more happy and more involved.
Interesting.
If that makes sense, within this coming year. Once again, we talked about the female instructor. I'm seeing a lot of Camilla. I'm seeing Camilla in a good way. I'm seeing there's a lot of opportunity for her. There's a ton of opportunity for her coming this year. And I think she's somebody that could move to a different modality as well. We could see her on the rower. Just going to throw it out there. And if it's not the rower, it could be some other type of modality. And I do think she has opportunities in the fitness world that's not Peloton. I see like a name brand where she's, whether it's modeling or that type of deal. We talked about the rowing instructor. Then I specifically wrote across the pond and like it was 3-3-3. So I do think there's 3 people over there being educated on the rower, training for the rower. And I'm kind of getting this like, okay, so if there's somebody you're not seeing a lot of right now instructing or teaching, or it's like they don't have many classes, that could be somebody that's going over there to the rower and they're just kind of slowing down. Maybe they're taping more classes and putting them on demand because they need that time to really educate themselves and become familiar with the rower.
Okay.
At that point. And I don't see all of them doing boot camps. I see one specifically right now getting ready to do boot camp types of rows where the other ones are more like just row classes. Okay. I was definitely getting a lot about Logan as well. And that I think that there's going to be more opportunity. And I feel like February in particular, we're going to see a lot of him doing different things within the community. And we know that he works with people of all kinds, people who have
differently abled.
I can't even think of the word.
Like they might have like a missing limb or things like that.
Different abilities.
Exactly. I think that there's going to be more, whether it's content or we might even see him doing something with people like that. But I definitely picked up a lot of energy from him with Logan. So keep that in mind. February, I'm seeing a lot of things going on with him. All right. Let me see. I know there was something else that I was like, we need to talk about this. We need to talk about this. October of next year is definitely, I think that has to do with like a change in management. I think that we're going to see more people stepping in, whether Barry's leaving, we may see something going on there in October, but not until October 2024. And there's something too about healing within the community. I think that, I don't know if it's more, they're going to be more focusing on something with meditation or type healing, but I do see that as well coming. I see around April time, there's April, springtime, there's something to do with healing. But I don't see that in a bad way, but I do see that more like, how can we reach out to help others? And I know they're always doing that, like helping and supporting, but it's in a different type of way with that. We talked about the balance with the community and the involvement. Okay. I did have another birth announcement in February, October, or December of this year. One of the instructors I did see with a birth announcement or welcoming in of a child. So either I had February, October, or December, we'll either hear an announcement or could be a birth of a child. And then another one instructor has a lot of opportunities. And even right now, there's a lot of things going on where they have so many things to decide from that we may see one of the instructors step back a little bit, not leave, but whether it's they're taking a hiatus or a break or something because there's other opportunities. And I don't know if it's like an overwhelming thing that's going on or what it is, but you may see that and people may talk. People are like, what's going on with this person? Are they okay? Are they okay? But I just think there's a lot of opportunities that they need to just take a step back and decide what it is that they want to do.
Do you think we'll see more of the Peloton on tour stuff like we saw this year?
Let me see. Let me ask. I think that's something that they're thinking about. I think there's one particular person, management-wise, again, that wants the on tour type of deal, but I don't think everybody's on board. I see that somebody could get injured or could need a break. And within that type of injury or break, they do like, whether it's tours, going to different Peloton stores to meet different people in the community and travel and do something like in that type of realm. In July of this year, we could see another type of tour thing happening. I don't think it's going to be as big as it was this previous year, but I see two meals in July or summertime going somewhere else. Two males, one female. Two males, one female doing some type of touring summertime, beginning of July.
Okay. I feel like this year's babies were the instructor books. Do you have any thoughts on that? Are we going to be seeing more books coming out?
When you said that to me, Anna Greenberg like pops into my mind. I don't know if there's going to be a book that she's going to be writing. She could, get pregnant again by the end of the year. I do see a lot of celebrations.
Okay.
So to me, that could be baby showers. I don't know if two instructors, it's either two instructors, and this could be Andy and Rebecca. I don't know if I see a marriage or a baby, but I see two instructors celebrating. So it could be them, but it could be two people that we don't even know about yet.
Hang on. You said the word celebrating and your Zoom filter just made balloons go up on the screen.
Well, okay, surprise.
Yeah.
I see in the spring there could be a celebration and it has to do around two instructors. So whether that's two instructors getting married, having a baby, I don't know, but I do see that.
Okay. All right. Do you see anything happening with any like fighting amongst the instructors or anything like that?
So we did talk. I did just talk about the male and the female. I think there's people that don't see eye to eye right now.
Okay.
And that's two instructors that they're not new instructors. They're instructors who been there for a while. They're set in their ways. I don't know who they are. I mean, in my mind, I'm like, it's this one and this one, but I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if that's my ego talking or my gut talking, but I see two people that don't see eye to eye on a lot of the situations. I do see somebody walking away at some point, maybe September, October, because possibly of this. I feel like somebody could get recognized and like it could be a victory for somebody, and somebody else should have been awarded that victory or should have been as recognized as the other person, or maybe they felt that way. And I see as a result, somebody walking away. And I mean, that could be walking away totally from Peloton, or it could just be like slowing down a little bit and being like, I need a little like less time here.
Okay. What about the business overall? How are you feeling about that? I know you felt like this last year was going to be a good year. And I feel like in general, I would agree with that, but like vibes.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to use the word uneasy to make people stressed out, but I have more of like an uneasy, like kind of like, it's almost like back away type feeling of business. I think that there could be some rough spots and there could be some arguments, whether they're between instructors or between people who CEOs or whatever it is. Let me pull another couple cards and see. Somebody could take a risk at something. I see somebody higher up. I don't know if it's one of the owners or whatever it is, putting something or putting a risk or taking a risk for something, and not everybody's on board with the situation, and it can cause a little bit of ruckus because of this. And it could cause a lot of people to talk and not be so happy with this person that kind of did something without asking everybody if it was okay, or with not everybody on board. I could see something like that happen. I do think some people, not instructors, but people could back away and leave, people behind the scenes. And I also see maybe some people in the community getting upset about a situation. So people who, members, getting upset about a situation and being like, I don't want to do this anymore. This makes sense. So I don't know if something is said or something happens or something slips under the rug, whatever it is. And I can see something like that happening. And I don't think it's like, I don't think it's going to cause anything bad to happen with the company, but I could see some people like kind of pulling away a little bit. But I think overall, I think Peloton's going to continue to surprise us and amaze us. And they're going to do things that we're going to be like, how do they do that? Or why do they think about that? I think a lot of the community is going to be getting involved. And I do see some online stuff too with the community where they have a chance to kind of like get involved with instructors and become more known to instructors.
Okay.
Okay.
Did we miss anything, Tom?
Well, I guess before we wrap up, we should ask what she sees in the cards for the clip out.
Oh,
I'm
still scared. I was scared last year. I'm scared again.
Because I got to shuffle real good.
We need extra cards.
We need extra cards. No, I see all good things.
She uses an Uno deck for us.
I love Uno. Okay.
Uno is fun.
Uno is so fun. It's like on a Saturday night playing Uno with like snacks and everything. I love that. Okay.
She looked a little concerned.
Yeah.
No. I think there's going to be a lot more guests coming on that people want, like instructors. Remember how we talked about Logan and about him? He could come onto your podcast. There could be something going on with him. You're going to have a lot of things going on in a good way. You're going to have a lot of action in a good way. I feel like there's going to be more people that are going to want to come to do your podcast that people are going to want to hear. Okay. And this could be instructors. It could be people who have like a big,
like an audience
relation with Peloton, obviously. I just got this done. This is like, I think you guys even might be traveling somewhere with Peloton. Whether it's like, I know you just went to London, but I see this like in the warmer months, traveling somewhere to work on the show. And I do see like some type of instructors being there. I think this year is going to be a lot of, not in a bad way. Like, I think you're going to be really busy doing things for the show getting guests on for the show, and it's going to pay off really big for you guys.
Well, here's hoping.
I do see this is going to be a happy year, and I feel like at the end of this year, you guys might be like, this is our best year yet. Like, we've had some of the best people on, and like, your listeners are going to, I think, will increase.
Wow.
Okay.
I love that.
Yes.
Now, yeah, do you see anything
more for that? Because I have like good feelings around that. Oh, and I just got the Six of Cups, which is like my sweet card. It's like the sweetest card. I love it. I think that after this year, it's going to be like a nostalgia year. You know, like when you look back and you're like, I wish I could go back and do that again. I like wish we could do that. I want to say like every opportunity that you guys are going to have this year, hold on to it, be present in the moment, because you're going to have a lot of moments like that. That you're going to get to like revisit back in your head, and just like, it's going to make you smile.
Aw, I hope so.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
That would be.
I'm hoping no getting hit by a car this year. I'm hopeful.
No.
We're going to hold you to that one.
I know, right?
Nope. I think that, like I said, you guys are going to have a lot of opportunities within the community too, to be at the studios, to be, I do see instructors, like whether it's interviewing and whatever it is, but I think that there may be a point this year where you guys are like, you may be stressed out because you have so much going on. And it's like, oh my gosh, how am I going to do this all? You're going to get it done. Don't stress out about it, because when you're doing it, you're going to love every single second of it.
Aw, well, we need to keep her around whenever we have bad days.
No,
predicting Crystal will get stressed out is not a hot take.
See, well, that's the only bad thing that I was seeing is stress, but yeah. I think it's stress because I think there's just a lot going on and it's going to feel like a lot of work, but it's going to pay off huge in the end.
Okay.
Well, that's very exciting.
Yes. Fingers crossed.
Is there anything that we haven't talked about that you want to make sure we mention?
Because I know once I like leave you guys, I'm going to be like, I forgot to talk about that. I forgot to talk about that. Like I said, I really was seeing the number 3. And I was also getting the number 9 too, which is my wish card. So I think that there's going to be almost like a wish fulfillment for the community, for members, something that's going to happen. I did see too, I do remember writing this down about another new modality. And I don't know how we can do another new modality. I really don't. But I see something new happening. And I don't know if it's almost in conjunction with something else, but I do see that. I also, we have Germany. Obviously, we have like the German speaking. We have Jeffrey. We have Tobias. And I love them all. I love Jeffrey. Like, I literally wish he was my neighbor. We could hang out every day. But I do see other languages almost. Oh. And I don't know if it's other instructors. I know we have Spanish here and stuff like that. But I do see maybe even more of that. Maybe more languages. And maybe Peloton even branching off to different like countries type thing deal. But the 3 was huge for me. So I don't know if things are going to come in 3s. Like I said, that could mean 3 more babies, 3 more births. It could mean 3 more instructors. I mean, we could even get 3 new instructors, but I don't know if I really see that. I could just see them kind of moving on to different modalities. Something huge is happening in a good way with Robin. And I feel like she's going to get a higher position than where she is right now. She'll still be teaching though. And I also got that someone's traveling to teach. And I'm like, I don't know if that means that somebody maybe from London is going to come here for a while or vice versa. I don't know, but something traveling and teaching.
Interesting. Okay. We'll keep an eye out for those things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep an eye. Let me know. We'll do the report card again next year.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Before we let you go, let everybody know where they can find you and your leaderboard name and all the things.
And your daily.
Yeah, so you guys can find me. It's super easy. It's Instagram, FitMomErica, TikTok, FitMomErica, and of course, on the Peloton leaderboard, which I love, FitMomErica.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I hope you guys have a great holiday. And
you too.
Can't wait to talk to you guys again.
Thank you so much for doing this.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
So I guess that brings this episode to a close. Until next time, where can people find you?
People can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/CrystalD'O'Keefe, most of the social channels at Clip Out Crystal, and also the Peloton leaderboard.
And you can find me on Twitter at Roger Kubert or on Facebook at facebook.com/TomO'Keefe. You can find the show online at facebook.com/TheClipOut. While you're there, like the page, join the group. Don't forget our Patreon at patreon.com/TheClipOut, where for $5 a month, you get all sorts of bonus content. You get early episodes, you get bonus episodes, You get ad-free episodes. You get episodes. There's lots of stuff there. Also, don't forget, we do not have an episode next week, so don't freak out when we're not there. We shall return. We always do. So anyway, that's it for this one. Thanks for tuning in. And until next time, keep peddling.
And running.
And roaming.
Bye.